With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really happy now to be talking with the Moynihan Student Athlete of the Month for September, Jack Fabiano of Masconomet Football. Jack, welcome to MSO. I know it was a tough night last night. We don't want to talk about that, but otherwise, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, yeah. It's an honor to be selected for this. I'm excited.
I tell you, we've been working with the program for a long time, and it's a great award program, and it honors student athletes of the highest level. And of course, you've been you were designated by Masconomet's AD. I want to ask you first of all, Jack. You had a great month of September, which is the month that you were being awarded for. You averaging almost 7 yards per carry. Tell me a little bit about how that was. Was this the first year that you've been a starter on the varsity?
Well, for running back, yeah. I mean, last year I pretty much just started on the defensive side of the ball, and yeah, I mean, this is the first year I've been playing running back, and it's been working well so far. Our lines have been playing great. And, yeah.
What's your size?
I'm like 5'11", like 185, 190.
Okay, on defense, what did you play? Where do you play?
I play like a little bit of free safety / linebacker. Mm-hmm. They move me around.
All right. Okay, so tell me about that month, and tell me about some of the games that you had with respect to how you work with your backfield mates and also with your line, because I know that in most offenses you got to have your receivers blocking as well. So tell me how the scheme works for you guys and what's led to your success. Yeah, and maybe your style of running. How do you run?
Yeah, for us, I mean, our line like was questionable. We weren't sure who's going to start and stuff, but so far, I mean, we've been playing great. Receivers have been blocking, and yeah, I mean, I pretty much just have to hit the hole as hard as I can, and then it's all it really is. And then we also have a couple other backs who are playing with me. We block for each other, and yeah, I mean, doing great running the ball.
What type of formation do you run when you're carrying the ball?
We kind of do it out of everything. We have just spread trips I'll run it out of, or we'll go into like tight ends, two back, you know, we do everything really.
I want to go back to your freshman year, Jack, and to where you are now. What's the difference? How do you feel now? Going in your freshman year, they have to have been a little nerves when you're first trying out for varsity. Now going into this year where you had some experience on defense, what's the different mindset for you? How does that feel?
It feels great. I mean, I have so much more confidence now. Like, going into freshman year, yeah, like you said, I was nervous. I mean, everyone is. And I was even nervous going into sophomore year because I wasn't sure, like, how it was going to turn out.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, just a whole lot more confidence, especially now after how this season's going. The whole team has more confidence in general.
How's the leadership like? Because when you're a freshman, you know, you're a little nervous, and you know what the seniors have gone through, or you don't know what they've gone through that you have to go through. But now that you do, where you're right in the middle, you work with seniors and you work with the underclassmen. How's that work at Masco? Is it seamless? Does everybody help one another out?
Yeah, I mean, we have three captains, but really, like, all the juniors, seniors, like, everyone's kind of a leader. I mean, everyone works together, and we're all, like, it's like a family. We're all friends with, like, everyone, the underclassmen.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of leadership with many people, not just the captains.
One of the things that makes teams successful is when the older kids can assimilate the younger kids, because that's a continuation from year to year, and it keeps the culture of the program at a high level. You know, you mentioned family-type atmosphere. You guys have team dinners?
Yeah, we do, every Thursday.
All right. What's a team dinner like? How do you what's the usual meal?
Yeah, I mean, we normally go right after our walkthrough for game day, and then yeah, we normally have pasta. It could be pasta, pizza, you know, a lot of carb loading, security for the game.
All right, what's your favorite food?
My favorite food? I'm a big pizza guy, personally. I'd have that a lot Thursday nights before games.
What do you have on it?
Anything, really. My favorite's probably meatball, onion, pepperoni, anything like that.
All right, I like that. Tell me a little bit about do you have locker room music too, you know, after practice or before practice?
Practice, yeah, sometimes if we're feeling good, but definitely before games and stuff to get us like.
All right, who picks out the music?
A couple seniors switch off, but I'm not really involved in picking the music.
No, that's not a bad thing either. That's fine.
Yeah.
It says here that you play hockey and you helped your brother's youth football team. So give me a little update on the youth football team.
Yeah, so my brother is in eighth grade, so he's on the A team. They actually have a playoff game this weekend. I think it's at Masco. But, yeah, I mean, like, sometimes I've gone to a practice before to help out, and then also, like, just doing the chains and stuff because, like, it's hard for them to get people. And not only that, I've helped with their hockey team. I go to a bunch of practices normally over the winter.
What town is that?
Topsfield.
In Topsfield?
Well, it's Masco. It's combined.
Right. But I just wondered where they were playing. Yeah, that's good also. That speaks to the culture of the team in Masconama. Because I was going to ask you, I thought you were a senior, but where you're a junior, I'm still going to ask you anyway. If you had a chance to talk to the younger kids, maybe go to an eighth grade and tell them about Masco, what would you tell them? And I want you to think about not only your experience in sports, but also your experience in class. What would you tell eighth graders about Masconomet High School? I mean, most of them are there anyway at the building, but there's still a transition.
Yeah, I would say that it's kind of just like a great community, I feel like, especially on the football side with like new coaches coming in. It's just like a whole new program. It's just so much better than it was, in my opinion. And then in the classroom, it's just, yeah, it's like a community. I mean, everyone knows each other and a bunch of friends, and yeah.
How's it been under Coach Sheehan now with his first year at Masco?
I love it. It's not that like Monagle was like bad or anything, but I liked the change. And I was also familiar with the offense with Coach Weidman because I had him in eighth grade.
Right.
And yeah, I like it.
Well, that's a tremendous coaching staff you guys have over there for sure. Okay, let's switch to academics. What is the course you have had the most success in?
The most success, I would probably say, like, sciences, anything like that, biology. Right now I'm taking AP Environmental Science.
Would that also be your favorite course? Is that something you'd like to pursue down the road?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe, like, biology.
Mm-hmm. Have you started looking at schools yet? I know it's a little early in the year. Maybe in the spring you might. But have you thought about looking at schools?
I've like looked at a few, just like to see like what majors they have and stuff. But I'm not really like sure on like anything yet.
Yeah, so. Yeah. It's early. It's early for sure. What's your day like? In other words, tell me a little bit about from let's say the time you get up in the morning until the time you hit the sack at night. Fill in those hours for me and what it's like for your schedule with football and with academics.
Yeah, so school day, I get up around 6 and school starts at 7:35, so it's grinding schoolwork all day until we get out at 2:15, and then practice starts at like, we normally have a meeting at like 3 and I don't get home till like 6:30, and then homework, and then it's pretty much ice, and then go to bed. So, grind.
So, do you have dinner? Do you have dinner like at 6:30, 7 o'clock? You have it kind of late.
Yeah, normally when I get home, yeah, so like 7 maybe.
Oh, okay, alrighty then. All right. What's the biggest thing that comes to mind for you in terms of playing at Masconomet? You guys are having a great year. The playoffs are coming up in a couple of weeks. But if I ask you to tell me about your most memorable moment, either on offense or defense, can you come up with something that automatically pops into your head?
Yeah, I would definitely say week two, we played Bill Ricca, and the last play of the game, we forced a fumble, and then we ended up winning because of that.
Do you prefer running the ball and smashing people that way, or on the other side of the ball, smashing people on defense?
I would say running the ball, yeah.
Well, that's where the glory is, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Jack Fabiano is our guest, and I guess maybe another question or two. What's the biggest challenge for you that you've overcome, Jack, in terms either of sports or academics? Because I know that it's hard sometimes to realize what you're going through until you've done it, and things look big, look hard, maybe a test or maybe figuring out some kind of play on offense or what you're supposed to read. What is a challenge that you feel you've overcome now in these years?
For sports, I think it's definitely just, like, I've had, like, a bunch of, like, smaller injuries that, like, kind of just, like, linger. Mm-hmm. And just pushing through those and dealing with those. Like, sometimes they even get worse, but I've dealt with them and I'm fine now, so, yeah.
All right. That's typical. Hey, do you, we're recording this on a Saturday morning. You had a big game on Friday night. Do you guys, are you sore and stiff when you get up the next day?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I can barely walk, but we had practice this morning. We stretched, you know, get the soreness out. But.
Well, you're going to have a decent seating, I'm sure, in the D3 tournament. Been a pleasure talking with you. Great success the rest of the year. Good luck. And once again, Jack, congratulations on being the Moynihan Student Athlete of the Month for the month of September.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Jack, be well and good luck. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. That is Jack Fabiano, Masconomet High School Football. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.